This is All Things Considered on KUAR 89.1. I'm Daniel Breen. Amid the COVID-19 pandemic, an Arkansas committee working with the U.S. Census Bureau is facing challenges in getting as accurate a count as possible. KUAR's Michael Hiblin has more on what's being done.
The 2020 Complete Count Committee was formed by Governor Asa Hutchinson last year, who noted the importance of the census in the state getting federal dollars. Members of the committee met online last Wednesday for their monthly meeting. Fort Smith Mayor George McGill is chair of the committee and joins me now. Hi, Mayor.
Thanks for giving us some airtime to talk about the census and how important it is to the citizens of Arkansas.
Back in November, you took part in a panel discussion I moderated at a library in Jacksonville. It was one of the forums KUAR has been doing with the Central Arkansas Library System and the League of Women Voters. The discussion focused on an extensive set of plans for how the state was going to try to get the most people possible to respond to the census and be counted. But since that time, we've had this virus spreading the world. Tell me first how this has disrupted what had been long planned.
COVID-19 has been a major impact on our ability to really generate the activity, participate in all of the things that we had to create awareness and to encourage people to participate in the 2020 census. All of those things have been temporarily put on hold because they involve personal contact, they involve large crowds, they involve door-to-door activities. All of these things have been placed on hold. But because we have an extension, they're going to allow us until October to complete the census. I think all of those activities will ramp back up as we get clearance from the governor on when we can open back up and when we can do some things. I think Arkansans now understand the impact of those numbers in the sense that many of our education dollars come from the census numbers. Just in the COVID-19 stimulus, the amount that state received for that was driven by census data. So it's very important that we get a good, accurate count. And so as we gradually go through the soft openings of our economy, then we can gauge the kinds of activities we can participate in. As of just a few days ago, the net average for self-responding was right at about 58.7%. Arkansas is tracking far above what we did last census in that we're right behind the net average in that we're tracking at 53.6% in self-responding. So that's very good considering that many of our residents live in rural areas and use P.O. boxes, and they will not deliver the census survey to a P.O. box. What they're starting to do is starting to hand deliver those census packets at the resident, and hopefully people will get that survey completed and send it in. So we do have a large number of our residents use P.O. boxes. So we can get past that hurdle, and hopefully we can get past that. A friend said they were passed through Jasper the other day, and there was signage promoting take the 2020 census. That is encouraging because areas like that have been traditionally known as hard to count.
Yeah, Newton County had a rate of, I believe, 10% of responding, y'all said, during the meeting. So trying to get the word out there in places like Newton County.
And keep in mind that there are lots of reasons people may not complete the census. They may be aware of it, but they just may not complete it. Sometimes it's hard to understand. Some people are very cautious about responding to government questionnaires and forms. And then it could be a language barrier. So there are many reasons why people don't respond. But hopefully what we've done through the state pre-count committee is identify things that we could do across the state to touch and penetrate those count communities. So hopefully we're going to get a much better result this time around.
And I mentioned Newton County. I also want to note that Pulaski County here in central Arkansas is at 57%. So we're about in line with the national average. That's Fort Smith Mayor George McGill, Chair of Arkansas's 2020 Complete Count Committee. Sir, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
This is KUAR 89.1. In Little Rock, I'm Michael Hiplin.